What's your name?
I'm Marin Hickman.
And what is your position here?
Front office manager.
The name of this establishment is?
This is the Edgewater Inn.
It's Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how some rock and roll groups have taken advantage of this unique situation?
They've taken advantage in different ways. We do encourage and advertise that you can fish from your room, and we are glad to have our guests fish from them.
Do you supply them with fishing equipment?
No, but we have a shop in the hotel that does rent the equipment as well as bait.
What sort of bait do they usually use?
It's a preserved minnow of some variety. I don't know exactly what the fish is.
Well, what do they do after they fish from the window?
Well, rock and roll bands and other guests as well often catch shark and squid and octopus, and usually it lands up either in the bathtub or dribbled on the floor on the way to the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not reserved to any rock and roll bands. I mean, other guests do it too.
Mm-hmm. But how frequently do you find squids and sharks and octopuses in the bathtubs of the rooms here at the hotel?
After almost any good weekend of pretty heavy occupancy, say like over half the house filled.
If you have over half the house filled, you would find one, say?
Say one or so.
So how often would you say that is each week? Twice a week you find a...
Well, I don't know that I would say that it would average anything like that. You may find four or five rooms with fish from various places, you know, around. There's not much you can do with a shark after you've caught him, you know. And some of these things are pretty big.
Well, what would you imagine is done with these sharks after they've been caught, before they're left for you to be cleaned up?
Sometimes the guest calls the houseman or housekeeper to haul it away because there's nothing that they can do with it.
Yeah, well, have you ever heard of any of the things that were done with them before they were hauled away?
Yes, some people like to perform vivisection on them or something like that, and occasionally you find a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
I'll say that the blood on the carpet syndrome is rather rare, but it occasionally happens.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever find fish blood on the sheets of your beds here?
Not identifiable as such, no.
I see. Do you know of any stories about bizarre sexual activities performed with squid, octopus, and mud sharks here in your rooms?
No, I should think a mud shark would be a little uncomfortable since their skin is so sandy, but I've never heard of anyone having it with an octopus.